This is 91.9 FM, WUOT, your public radio station. I'm Jim Blaylock. Good morning. It's now time for our weekly author segment, The Author's Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
American novelist and literary critic Caroline Ferguson Gordon was born in 1895. While still in her 30s, she was the recipient of two prestigious literary awards, a Guggenheim Fellowship and the O. Henry Award. Gordon was born and raised in Todd County, Kentucky, at her family's plantation home known as Woodstock. She was afforded a high level of education at her father's Clarksville Classical School for Boys in neighboring Montgomery County, Tennessee. And by 1916, she had graduated from West Virginia's Bethany College and obtained a job as a writer of society news for the Chattanooga Reporter newspaper. After 8 years, Gordon left Chattanooga and returned home, where at the age of 29, she met Alan Tate, a free-spirited bohemian poet, commentator, and essayist, 4 years her junior. They immediately embarked on a passionate love affair and soon married. Over the next 20 years, Caroline Gordon, who retained her maiden name, and Alan Tate lived in Tate's house in Clarksville, Tennessee. She, along with her husband, became associates of the Southern agrarian groups that helped make Nashville a vital mecca for Southern intellectuals. During this time, they hosted many guests in their home, including some of the best-known writers of their time, F. Scott Fitzgerald, Ernest Hemingway, William Faulkner, T.S. Eliot, and Ford Madox Ford, just to name a few. It was Ford whom Gordon considered her mentor. He actually counseled and prodded her into completing her first novel, titled Penhollie, published in 1931. The novel traces the decline of three generations of the Llewellyn family, brought about by pride and jealousy, as well as the devastation of the Civil War. Gordon received the O. Henry Award for her 1934 short story titled Old Red, which was published in Scribner's Magazine. Old Red was undoubtedly her most famous short story. It was described as remarkable for its vivid hunting scenes. Another review reverently proclaimed, "Probably no other woman has written so knowledgeably and sympathetically about the outdoor man's love of the fields and streams of his native region and the almost sacramental view of nature that accompanies such allegiance." All told, between 1934 and 1972, Caroline Gordon authored 9 novels. She continued to write until she was crippled by a stroke in 1981 in Chiapas, Mexico, where she lived in her later years and where she died at the age of 85. Here's a favorite quote by Caroline Gordon. "A well-composed book is a magic carpet on which we are wafted to a world that we cannot enter in any other way." Thank you for listening. The Author's Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or wuot.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of The Author's Page. We love telling you stories.